Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Which foods shouldn't be eaten together? Thanks for asking. Avoiding weight gain is just so difficult sometimes, isn't it? It's not enough to eat only healthy foods. You also have to combine those healthy foods in the right way. That's because when we eat different types of foods together, they interact with each other in our digestive system. Depending on their characteristics, some foods get digested faster than others.
What can happen to our bodies if we combine the wrong foods?
In a situation where some parts of your meal are digested quickly but other parts remain undigested for a longer period of time, there can be unpleasant side effects. These include gas, bloating, indigestion, heartburn, acid reflux, nutrient deficiency, and inflammation. Experts say that children are better able to tolerate different food combinations because they have optimal hormonal and digestive secretions. But as we reach adulthood, those secretions start to diminish. Our internal biochemistry means that digesting contradictory foods becomes more difficult. The possible effects include poorer absorption of proteins, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants by the body, leading to fatigue.
Which are the worst combinations then?
Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty of food combinations. Note that while these food pairings may not be easy to digest, they're not dangerous as such. One classic culinary faux pas is pairing tomatoes with cucumbers. Surprisingly, this seemingly healthy duo can lead to digestive issues. That's because the two vegetables have different digestion times. Cucumbers, which are 90% water, are eliminated from the body quickly, which isn't the case with tomatoes. What's more, tomatoes contain seeds, which may be problematic for those with a sensitive digestive system. Potatoes and meat, a staple in many diets, can also be a bad combination. Potatoes are starchy while meat is filled with protein. Both starches and protein need a lot of work from the digestive system, but they're not digested in the same way. When you consume them together, they tend to get stuck in the stomach, which can lead to problems like heartburn and gas. Additionally, cheese and bread, though a beloved combo in many sandwiches, can lead to a calorie overload. This carb-heavy duo, when consumed in excess, may contribute to weight gain and bloating. As a general rule, combining two foods which are heavy to digest isn't the best idea.
What about drinks you shouldn't combine?
Drinking coffee with milk is a common practice. But there are reasons to be mindful of this pairing. The primary concern is that the calcium in milk can interfere with the absorption of certain compounds in coffee, like antioxidants and polyphenols. These compounds have potential health benefits, such as reducing the risk of chronic diseases. However, when milk binds to them, their absorption can be hindered. So you may want to stick to black coffee to enjoy its full benefits. There you have it. Now you know which foods shouldn't be eaten together. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.